The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The man we have to thank for the first mapping of the Isle of Man with scientific accuracy 150 years ago is James Woods, Victorian surveyor and civil engineer, a man of many parts, including theft and apparently a little womanizing. He was, in effect, a bit of a rascal, as well as a skilled draftsman. It was in 1867 that Woods' Atlas and Gazetteer of the Isle of Man was published. It actually preceded the first Ordnance Survey of the island, and it accurately delineated in colour the parishes, baronies and quarterlands, and other property divisions on 17 separate and beautifully detailed maps, which can be found today in the archives of the Manx Museum. Woods himself was born in Andres, and as a young man he saw great changes in the island, one of which was the opening of its first so-called lunatic asylum at Malamona. Before this, the mentally ill were confined to the prison at Castle Rushen, or left in the care of relatives. But in 1861, Tindall decided that there should be an asylum, and its building and maintenance should be funded by an asylum rate on property. This meant there had to be a property valuation, and the surveyor appointed to assist the valuers was James Woods. He was also appointed to be the collector of the asylum rate monies. At the same time, he also took on an extra job as clerk to the newly formed Ramsey Town Commissioners on a salary of £50 a year, a position he held when he first put his Atlas and Gazetteer on sale, priced at £1.11/6. Meanwhile, as was reported in the Isle of Man Times in 1868, he was involved in a bizarre incident when a deranged woman with a grievance invaded his private office in Ramsey. The Times reported, "She sprang upon him like a tiger, grasped his whiskers, pulling out a handful in the struggle, cut him over the eye, and rent his waistcoat. She was thought to be a woman scorned. The police were called and took her off to the new asylum." But Mr. Wood's life was about to take on an even more remarkable turn. In 1869, it was discovered that he had not been handing over to the government the asylum rate money he had been collecting, and the man himself had disappeared with it, along with a quantity of Ramsey Town rates money. The Times reported that he had done a runner with a lady and a large amount of public funds. Examination of the book showed that he had made off with nearly £365, seven times his annual salary. He was still a young man, 30 years old, and it was eventually made known in the Isle of Man that his runner had taken him all the way to America. There he settled down nicely in Seneca County, Ohio. He died there in 1897, leaving a wife and two children, and he was seen by all there as a respectable citizen. He had, it seems, got clean away with it, hands down, no trouble at all, and nobody really done any great harm. We have to admire him to a large extent. But perhaps we should also not judge him too harshly. The legacy he's left to the Isle of Man lives on for all of us. The Woods Atlas and Gazetteer is a wonderful piece of artistic creation, and it withstands all kinds of scrutiny to this day. Like all good maps, it is both a scientific document and work of art. I have no doubt that it can be seen and admired in the Manx Museum, and very impressive it is too. Worth every penny of all that money he got away with all those years ago. As for the lady, I know nothing about her. Perhaps she was the one who got away with his whiskers.